All right. And this is coming off of out.com. Out.com. And, hey, elections are going on, and it's more than just the big old national election where it's Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. You know, it's more than that. Yeah, I said Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. That's the other people are filler. All right. The other people are fucking filler. All right. But there is an individual out here in New York, and this is a general interest. This is interesting to me. Article up by Nico Lang. And there's an individual that goes by the name of Marty Gold Cummings. And Marty Gold Cummings is ready to serve looks while serving the city, as they say in this article.
I'm Marty Ellen Cummings, and I love New York. Politics should be for everyone. I think for so long, people think politicians should run. Everybody should be afforded an opportunity to run for office.
And that's why I am excited and proud to announce my candidacy for New York City Council in the 2021 election. For over a decade, I've had the great opportunity to be a drag artist in New York City. It has been my great honor to use my platform as a performer to not only make people laugh and entertain them, but to advocate for issues that matter. As a drag activist, I was appointed by the Speaker of the New York City Council to be an advisor on the Mayor's Nightlife Advisory Council. And now I get to work for each of you on Community Board 9. Activism and politics starts with you, the people, on the local level. When I go into City Hall as your city council member, the voice I'm taking with me is your voice. This is somebody who's gonna get things done for you. I'm gonna listen to you, and I'm gonna work for you. I'm Marty Ellen Cummings, and I approve this message.
And there that goes. Now, excuse me. So, Marty coming this Thursday, this fucking week, we're going to the second week of September here. So coming up this Thursday, Marty Gold Cummings is officially throwing their hat in the ring for the New York City Council, where they hope to represent Manhattan's District 7. All right, although the 51-person board currently boasts a plethora of LGBTQ plus representation, including Speaker Corey Johnson, and we've heard that name on this program before, many of those politicians are term-limited. Cummings, a long-term activist and performer in the city, said their candidacy is critical to ensure that LGBTQ plus folks keep their seat at the table. All right, so Cummings has been claiming that seat for years. They currently sit on the community board, 9 of the Upper Manhattan of the Mayor's Nightlife Council, making them one of a handful of drag queens to have served in a political capacity in the United States. That's kind of ill. Niggas didn't see that coming, right? Because it's like, you know, I mean, what? You got that old nigga Jimmy Carter? Nigga was farming peanuts and shit. Like, people do shit before they run for office and might still do some of that shit while they're in office if there's no conflicting interest and all that and all that love. Right? And and you can go here on out.com. I'm going to have a link to this in the on winecellarmedia.com with the web post for this little post here, and you can actually read an interview with Marty. And it's fucking dope. General interest. I like it. I think it's cool. You know, let this little white nigga run for office. Drag queening it up. Looks more like a campy queen from the aesthetic here. But you could check it out in the link yourself. All right. Let's move it on forward.